Hey friend, welcome to Spill It with Rios. Whether it is morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world listening in, we are all about keeping it real. My name is Narissa, and I'm so excited that you are here. I want to take you on this journey where we sit down to talk about tips on how to achieve your goals while living in the moment and taking those tools to strive forward. So without further ado, let's dive right into it.
Happy Sunday, friends. What's going on? Welcome back to Spill It with Rios. Oh my gosh. I'm not gonna lie about talking about this topic because it is a hard topic to talk about. For me, because I just feel like everybody else, we all go through this type of stuff. And I just feel like we need to talk about it. I felt like today's the day to talk about it. And I know it can be difficult, especially if you're involved with someone like that, whether it's a friend or a partner. Recognizing that something is unhealthy like that, it obviously is first, and doing so may mean like that friendship or relationship ends or changes. You know, like it can become that connection determines the toxicity, how strong it is. And the reason why I want to talk about it is because I feel like we are in an, I'm not even going to even, I don't even want to use that, the fact that we're in a new year. I want to use this more as a, you need to realize this. This is, I want to call, use this as a call to action. You need to realize this, that every single, like there's somebody in your life that's toxic. And I also want you to realize that they can be red flags. Not only they can be red flags, but think of it as a chapter that in your book of life that just needs to end. All right. There are many signs. Obviously, we all can know in a toxic person. And I want to reiterate that in this episode. I want to talk about it. Let's share what we've experienced. All right. So we're going to just dive right into these quote symptoms of toxicity. What's a toxic person? What makes somebody toxic? And I feel like the most obvious is if somebody is judgmental and critical. And that I feel personally falls a lot in the friends category. If friends who continuously judge and criticize you on your clothes, your music taste, your romantic relationships, your hair, your makeup, how you raise your kids, what TV show you watch, like that's a sign that your friend Slippy doesn't like you for being you. They don't want you to be happy. Like they will deny that, but although it can make you feel pretty down, that's a big insecurity right there on their end. Listen, they print this picture onto you. It will make the toxic perks a toxic person or a toxic friend feel superior, and they feel like they're empowered because they're going to feel like as if their opinion made a difference for you. And they're going to be like, oh, I shaped you like that. I am the reason why you're like that. And it's like that proud moment. Like, you know, it, but on your end, it's going to leave you more like second guessing every decision you make for fear of being judged by them. Listen, first off, last I checked, here's a blank space. Put your name in there. Is that your friend's name or your name? All right. Well, if it's not your friend's name, they're no. I don't know where my thought was going with that, but like, no. They should not be the superior person overtaking your decisions. A true friend will love you simply for being the beautiful person that you are. All right. A true friend would give you their opinion and also listen your side. It's a two-way street of understanding and It's a two-way street of understanding and a two-way street of active listening. It's not just listening, it's active listening. Okay. Second, in toxicity is the toxic person will gossip a lot. And that's just a big red flag in friendships. It's a big red flag when your friend is constantly gossiping about everyone else to you. Yet they're gonna be a two-face and be nice as pie to their face. Like, let's put it this way. If you have a friend in your group, it doesn't matter how old you are at this point. I'm 30 and I still deal with this kind of stuff. Or I see these kind of stuff in my friend group and my friends or friend group or age in the age. It doesn't matter if you're 18, you're 14, you're 16, you're 30, you're 40, you're 50. Gossip is gossip. You can bet your bottom dollar that a toxic friend, you have a toxic, you can bet your bottom dollar you have a toxic friend, excuse me, when they gossip about you and you find out about it from somebody else. This can feed into your feeling of insecurity and needing to constantly be nice to this person for fear of them saying something mean about you. And you know what I say to that? I say that's a bunch of bull and that's a manipulative bully if they gossip you to you. So if this is you and this is the toxic friend, and toxic friend goes over here and talks to, I'm gonna get this pen. This your mutual friend. This is your mutual this is a mutual friend. You're gonna be like, this friend is being mean. Like, if anyone knows, no video, obviously, but like, I have my two fingers up. One thing, my left hand is you. Your right hand is the toxic friend. The pen is your mutual friend. Let's put it this way: don't talk shit, don't gossip, because it will come around. First off, if you are that toxic friend, and if you are not that toxic friend, but you have that person in your life, be careful, tread lightly, and don't fear them. Live your life. All right. Another way in realizing, and I feel like a lot of us don't recognize this part in a toxic person, especially a toxic friend, is they gaslight you. And gaslighting is a form of manipulation and that can be used to isolate you from other friends by repeatedly make you feel like you are the one at fault. If you have a friend or a partner that denies things that have happened and says things to you like, I never said that. Or, I was only joking. What are you talking about? Like, you should be hearing sirens going off your head. If they were your, and that's a red flag. We all have red flags. It is essentially a red flag. And if you can't totally be yourself around your friend or your lover for fear of how they will react, as they will always turn it back on you. Listen, it's a difference when one person gaslights you. You confront them and they'll be like, oh, I apologize. Like they will take the hit. Like, okay, I'm sorry for gaslighting you. I didn't realize I was being manipulative. You communicate it in a way that is a tone for you both. But scenario B, if you do the same exact thing, except they answer you by saying, I never said that, or you're just too sensitive. Sirens should be going off in your head, my friends. Okay. And I feel like this leads in combination with dishonesty and anger. Let me explain those two because I tend to put those two together. A toxic person, a toxic friend would basically be dishonest in how you feel. So if they're consistently being dishonest with you on the field, on any feelings or any actions, that's not a healthy relationship because they're not telling the truth. And then obviously, you're not telling the truth Anger comes up. A friend who was angry all the time is very energy draining. Very, very energy draining, and you don't want that. If you find yourself feeling like you are walking on eggshells on the time all the time, that's just a red flag. You're sitting there in your thoughts and you're thinking, I don't want this person to be mad at me over another person that I'm talking to, or I don't want this person to be m angry with me because of a decision that I'm going to make. Why should that friend's opinion matter? Why should their anger matter to you? If they're often angry for something that you're doing, that's their problem, not yours. All right. My other thing, and I feel like my last thing I want to talk about, we're making is I feel like a toxic friend, and this is something that I've actually run into, especially when I was in transitioning from college into adulthood, like after graduating. I've noticed the feeling of competitiveness, and it's really hard to see it. The feeling of competitiveness, where, like, when this podcast came out, for example, and how happy I was to bring it out. I can't explain to you guys how much indirect negativity I got towards this podcast or in starting it. Mind you, we are a little over a year in now and season two. Like, this is crazy. I'm so happy to continue be doing this. But I just feel like people compete, and I'm not saying that these are friends that will start a podcast as well. It's just more of friends that notice me being happy. Like, something that it's like completely out of the norm for them, but it's a norm for me. And it's like they don't want to celebrate me or my successes. If they don't want to do that, they're not really a true, they're not there for you. They just want to compete against you. And it's like, if they want to open a new restaurant, or they want to write a book, or they start something new, and they tell you don't shut it down, that's different on your part. You're being a good friend. You're being active with there. But if they're not reciprocating it for you, if they shut it down or get defensive or blame you, saying like, I'm trying to tell you about my successes and you're just telling me about yours, pump the brakes. Who says it's a competition? We're supposed to be happy for each other. We're supposed to be pumping each other up. And that's not needed for you. And that may be necessary for you to distance yourself from that kind of person, honestly. Because, like I said, relationships and friendships are a two-way street. Focus on taking care of yourself and surrounding yourself with people who truly, 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 truly value you. You don't want to feel guilt tripped or feeling drained out after spending time with them. Like, you don't want to feel forced to spend time with them. You need to work on you. You need to do your thing. You don't want to be around any negativity of that sorts, right? Like, I want to know, what do you guys think? Because a lot of toxicity in a person is very different. And some people can hide it versus others. Some people are very direct and show their toxicity, whether they don't know it or not. Others play the I'm gonna hide behind a curtain game. Like, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm recording this podcast. Blue's Clues has been playing in the background the entire time because my daughter's watching it. And you know what? It's totally fine. And if you don't like that in a podcast episode, I don't know what to tell you. So I want to transition really quick to whether or not a toxic person can ever change. And that's a very, very interesting question. For those people, you can even be a toxic person, myself included, in some aspects. And it's but the thing is, it's one of those where if we exhibit signs of a toxic behavior, it's that person. Like, if I want to change, I got to put work that on it myself. The toxic person has to truly want to change, and that requires work, obviously. And they have to have the confidence that they can change and overcome those crazy, those toxic patterns like dishonesty, competitiveness, guilt tripping, manipulating, gaslighting, etc., that we talked about earlier. And we cannot change. We cannot change a person. I feel like that's the big thing that ruins a lot of relationships is we want to change somebody versus is the person willing to change? Acceptance is so key here. And I feel like that's why a lot of friendships and relationships end is because we want to change somebody. It's like whether someone wants to change is their own decision. Ours is whether to stay in that environment or make room for something that may be more nurturing. Like, I'll be honest, there are traits that I know for a fact that my husband doesn't like about me. Like, there's some traits, for example, like I'm a procrastinator, I'm disorganized every here and there. Like, I know that bothers him. But the thing is, like, he'll communicate that to me, and I will be like, all right, let me change it, and let me have like a schedule or some sort that's works for me. And we meet each other halfway, right? I like planning things so far in advance, so far in advance that it gets annoying that for and I'm not saying that my husband would not like that as well, but he accepts when something changes, like a schedule change. I can't, it hurts me more that I can't get it my way, like in that kind of sense, a sense. We can't change somebody. We can't change a person. But we meet each other halfway to nurture the environment, to make it work for the both of us, for ourselves and for the both of us. That's the big difference. Another example is I'm gonna name drop one of my girlfriends, my girlfriend Nishta. She lives in a completely different state, and we went to college together. We both have different religions. We both have very similar upbringings. Though we may have different religions, similar upbringings, and also different opinions of some other things. We accept each other for who we are, and also accommodate for each other in the friendship. Like, for example, if she tells me that this shouldn't be like this because ABC, and then I'll tell her, okay, but this is XYZ, and then we come to the commonality of LMNOP, like in the middle. What I'm trying to say is, toxic people. Well, one first and foremost, Nisha is not a toxic person, obviously, because we've been friends for since her freshman year in college, and we're a year apart. Blah blah blah. I love you, Nisha. My point is, you want to be around people that challenge you in a way that allows you to grow. You don't want a toxic person that would just push you down and not allow you to do what you want to do. So, that's the message I want to bring out. I'm so excited for what's to come. If you haven't heard, I only make this quick announcement that once this podcast hits 1,000 downloads, and I'm hoping we can get there before, my goal is to get there before baby girl's birthday, if not before my birthday. And I'm so blessed and thankful. So once we hit 1,000 downloads, you guys, to do that, I will make an Instagram post about it too. But to do that, please, please, please leave a review either on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and screenshot it and send it to me through my Instagram, through the podcast Instagram, which is on the show notes below. And once we hit 1,000 downloads, I will do a drawing for a $25 Visa gift card. So once we hit 1,000, whoever reviews the podcast and shares it on their social media and tags the podcast Instagram, we can do it from there. I'm so excited. So excited. I'm super blessed for this continued jersey. I hear Wendolyn too, and she seems to be happy about it too, or unless she's watching Blue's Clues. But thank you guys so much. I cannot believe we're in up season two in 2024. Thank you so much, guys, and enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your week whenever you listen to this. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a friend or shared the episode on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for getting the message out. I'm humbled and grateful to be on this journey with you. So until next time, I'll talk to you again soon.